It looks like a boy was sent by his mother to walk to a store to get something, like food or groceries or that. And he finds these really good cookies and he says, why doesn't my mom want me to buy these? So he says, I'll just take one and hide it in my room. And when he takes it, all the boxes fall down. And then the guy gets really mad at him, so he just runs home without the groceries.
Okay.
This looks like a love story, because she's bouncing her ball and she says, hey, do you want to play? And she passes it to the giraffe, and the giraffe can't catch it because she passes it really fast and it goes into the pool. And the giraffe says, don't worry, I'll get it. So the giraffe swims into the pool and he grabs the ball and gives it to the elephant. And the elephant is in love with the giraffe now.
Okay.
See, they say they're going to go take a dive on the diving board. And she says, here, let's go over to the diving board really fast. Come on. And so she runs and she slips. And she bangs her knee and she hurts it really bad. The lifeguard comes over and she's all crying and gives her a band-aid and then puts her on the bench and says, you'll be okay. Then he points to the no running sign and she says, okay, I won't run next time. The giraffe says, the elephant says, hey, nice playing. And the giraffe says, cool, you want to play with me? So the giraffe goes, and she goes, wow. So she takes it, she goes, and the giraffe goes, cool. And then she accidentally gets it in the water. And he goes, oh, that was my favorite plane. Why'd you do that? And she goes to tell the lifeguard if she can get it up. And the lifeguard tries to reach, but he can't. So the giraffe starts to cry, and the girl's like that, and the lifeguard says, I don't know what we can do about it. And a lady comes by with a big net, and she says, hey, do you want me to get it out? And they say, sure. So she takes the net, puts it in the water, and grabs the plane. Gives the plane back to the giraffe. The giraffe says, ooh, I got my favorite plane back, and now all the people are happy. The bunny meets up with the dog, I guess, and says, hey, do you want to build sandcastles? And so they're building sandcastles, and the bunny's got a big bucket and full of sand, and he's scooping it up. And he takes the big bucket of sand, and he dumps it over her sandcastle. And now the whole sandcastle, the whole castle is now buried in a bunch of sand and broken. So she starts to cry, and the bunny just minds his own business.
Okay.
The dog and the bunny are on a picnic. They're going on a picnic, so they meet up in the park. And they set up all their stuff, and the bunny brings a bunch of carrots and subs and all this stuff that's not good for you. And he starts eating it all, and he goes, oh, I'm full. And then he feels queasy and woozy, and So the dog runs over to a bunny doctor that's just across the street and brings her over to the queasy bunny. And she says, you shouldn't eat that. And he says, you should eat what's good for you. One day, the bunny and the dog met up in the park, and the dog had brought her wagon and her favorite balloon. And the bunny said, hi, can I see your balloon? And the dog said, sure. So the bunny takes the balloon and unties it, and the dog says, hey, what are you doing? And the dog distracts the bunny and accidentally lets go of the balloon. And now the dog is really mad at the bunny. And then the bunny sees a balloon stand guy with a bunch of balloons. And he says, can I have one of those balloons? The guy says, balloons, 5 cents. And then he's all, oh, okay. And then they see the bunny doctor. And the bunny doctor says, she needs a balloon because her favorite balloon is gone. So the bunny doctor takes out a change purse and gives him 5 cents. And they both get balloons.